like a septic tank explosion, it has to be seen to be believed.
Who are you? Snip, my robot body.
I could not help feeling the stiff stake that had been adorned with the trophies of my despoiled virginity, bearing hard and inflexible against one of my thighs, which I had not yet opened, from a true principle of modesty, revived by a passion too sincere to suffer any aiming at the false merit of difficulty, or my putting on an impertinent mock coyness. The feel of that favourite piece of manhood has, in the very nature of it, something inimitably pathetic. Nothing can be dearer to the touch, nor can affect it with a more delicious sensation. After so long a deprival, it felt itself re-inflamed under the pressure of that particular scepter member which commands us all. And now, at its mightiest point of stiffness, it felt to me something so subduing, so active, so solid and agreeable, that I know not what name to give its singular impression. It sent all its sensitive spirits to that organ of bliss in me, dedicated to its reception. There, concentrating to a point like rays in a burning glass, they glowed. They burned with the intensest heat. The springs of pleasure were, in short, wound up to such a pitch, I panted now so exquisitely keen an appetite for the imminent enjoyment that I was even sick with desire. I was now in touch at once with the instrument of pleasure and the great seal of love. My thighs, now obedient to the intimations of love and nature, gladly disclose, and with a ready submission, resign up the soft gateway to the entrance of pleasure. I see, I feel the delicious velvet tip. He enters me might and main, the stiff insinuation all the way up, till it was at the end of its penetration, sending up through my eyes the sparks of the love fire that ran all over me and blazed in every vein and every pore of me, a system incarnate of joy all over. I have now totally taken in love's true arrow, from the point up to the feather. Then began the driving tumult on his side, and the responsive heaves on mine, which kept me up to him, whilst our joys grew too great for utterance. Charles, whose whole frame was convulsed with the agitation of his rapture, penetrated me so profoundly, touched me so vitally, took me so much out of my own possession, whilst he seemed himself so much in mine, that in a delicious enthusiasm, I imagined such a transfusion of heart and spirit as that coalescing and making one body and one soul with him, I was he, and he, me. His pleasure lived too fast not to bring upon the spur its delicious moment of mortality, for presently the approach of the tender agony discovered itself by its usual signals. They were quickly followed by my dear love's emanation of himself that spun out and shot, feelingly indeed, up the ravished indraught, where the sweetly soothing, balmy titillation opened all the juices of joy on my side, which ecstatically in flow helped to allay the prurient glow and drowned our pleasure for a while. Soon, however, to be on float again, for Charles, true to nature's laws, in one breath expiring and ejaculating, languished not long in the dissolving trance, but recovering spirit again, soon gave me to feel that the true metal springs of his instrument of pleasure were by love, and perhaps by a long vacation, wound up too high to be let down by a single explosion. His stiffness still stood my friend. Resuming then the action afresh, without dislodging or giving me the trouble of parting from my sweet tenant, we played over again the same opera, with the same delightful harmony and concert. Our ardors, like our love, knew no remission, and, All as the tide serve my lover, lavish of his stores and pleasure milked, overflowed me once more from the fullness of his oval reservoirs of genial emulsion, whilst on my side a convulsing grasp, in the instant of my giving down the liquid contribution, rendered me sweetly subservient at once to the increase of his joy and of its effusion, moving me so as to make me exert all those springs of the compressive suction with which the sensitive mechanism of that part thirstily draws and drains the nipple of love, with much such an instinctive eagerness and attachment as to compare great with less, kind nature engages infants at the breast by the pleasure they find in the motion of their little mouths and cheeks to extract the milky stream prepared for their nourishment. But still there was no end of his vigour.